At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's the one where you put your finger on it and say, instead of waiting on Aaron Rodgers or instead of going to a plan B of Kirk Cousins, this is what this team should have done instead?
I mean, probably the most boring move here, I think, is the right one, and it's a low ceiling move. It's just, I would have wanted to see what a whole season of Justin Fields looked like, even though I'm not a...
So you would have given Fields that identical contract that the Jets did.
Because it's not an onerous deal that locks you in with him for really more than 1 year, functionally speaking. And I think I'm on record, Donnie. You could correct me if I'm wrong here. I think I've been on record being pretty consistent in saying, I don't think there's a great quarterback waiting to be unearthed there in Justin Fields, and I certainly don't think in this environment there's a great quarterback waiting to be unearthed. But for athletic ability's sake only, I'd want to at least see what one more year looked like. We also know, Pony, that Arthur Smith wanted him to be the quarterback and had his hands tied by Mike Tomlin's insistence on going to Wilson. Do I think that they would make Tannehill 2.0 and Tennessee music together? I don't, but I would have at least been interested enough to see it.
Donnie, do you have the list of quarterback free agent moves from this offseason? Give me some more when you get a chance here. The first one that I would think of would be the Geno Smith trade. And I would have given him the deal that the Raiders did. So he essentially has, it's technically 3 years, but the third year you can get out of and owe him zero money. Mm-hmm. There's no dead cap whatsoever. So really what it is a two-year $50 million deal. He's a $25 million a year quarterback, but you're locked in for 2025 and 2026.
Well, the thing I like most about him is he played with a horse crap offensive line in Seattle and still got it done. Like, that's been the read from everybody who watches football and covers it nationally is, can you believe that this guy's done what he's done there with that bad of an O-line?
And I think he would have given you, you'd have this year with him as the quarterback, and it would not prohibit you from bringing in a quarterback in next year's draft, and then you just have the Alex Smith, Patrick Mahomes situation. Not that I think Geno Smith's Alex Smith, but it would be a situation where, all right, like,
I think Geno Smith's best was better than Alex Smith.
I disagree, but if we want to go with Geno Smith for another year, we can. And if we want to flip it at some point and make Smith the backup, we can do that too.
So really, we've both said so far we would have done something, granted for differing price points, that really allowed you to get out of it after a year.
Yeah, and look, Smith is no spring chicken either, but there's not a lot of wear and tear on him because of all the years he was the backup. So I think he's got a better shot at playing another 3 or 4 years.
He's also not really a scrambler. He's like a stand-there.
I would not love that decision. You know, like I would not.
It felt like another stopgap that they're bringing into a team that doesn't understand how to play offense. That's like completely retrograde.
If the Steelers did that, I would be in favor of it, but I wouldn't be doing cartwheels over it. Donnie, you have the list of other guys that got signed.
Yeah, so Darnold was the big one, the 3 for $100+ million.
Would you have done that?
3.5. I don't think.
Oh, he's thinking about it. We got our first hem and haw.
Well, do you want an emphatic answer? I think he's going to be a massive bust.
So I think he was propped up by Chris.
Kevin O'Connell.
I do ultimately agree with Chris. I think he's going to come maybe not the full way back down to earth and crashing through to the other side, but I do not see him having close to the year that he had in Minnesota.
Yeah, me neither, with the way things finished at the end of the year.
Probably not, because the Steelers... It's not like the Steelers would have drawn up anything.
I thought he was a product there of, I think the Dome Stadium helps most quarterbacks, like just most guys are better. It's a controlled environment. And he had a guy who has clearly established himself as one of the best offensive minds in the league coaching him. I think that would have been a disaster here. By the way, if we know that like the Seahawks traded Metcalf knowing they were getting Darnold and everything else, and like Metcalf was presumably okay with being dealt, did he not vibe well with Geno?
Metcalf?
Yeah. Like, would there?
I think it was an issue of him thinking that he wasn't going to get the next big contract from them after the Jackson Smith
like
and Jigba.
But there wasn't any Geno Smith like friction there.
I don't think so.
I would think he would have liked Geno Smith, who liked to chuck it down the field when he could.
What else you got, Don?
Fields was the next biggest one to the Jets.
Would you have done that?
Yeah, I would have. I think Fields coming back here was the easiest and most logical thing they could have done.
It's actual continuity, too. We know the coordinator wanted him. It's the least costly of these three moves so far that we've discussed. It's probably the—I don't even say it's the lowest ceiling. I think Darnold's ceiling is remarkably low in the wrong setting. Like, I think he is dog crap in a bad spot. Fields in Chicago, would you agree, Pony, as bad as it got for them on the field wins and losses, was probably more impressive than Darnold had ever shown in his whole career till last year?
His second year there, yeah. I mean, he had over 1,000 rushing yards.
That 1 year was more functionally than Darnold has ever shown up until last season.
And then it was just a crew of either backup quarterbacks or guys that are really grasping for their final shot. Daniel Jones, 1 for 14. With the Colts.
I like that more than...
I probably would have done that for the record. I mean,
me
for that,
too.
For that cheap and for 1 year.
I think that's the move I like even more than Geno Smith. I would have rolled that ball out there.
You've been a dimes backer in that very narrow way. I'm not saying you have gone on the air here and said Danny Dimes can be a star, but you've consistently said you think for 1 year for what the Colts paid, he wouldn't have been a bad option.
I see no evidence that Fields is a better quarterback than Jones. And Jones has actually won a playoff game and played great in that game. That's how he got that contract that he didn't deserve. So that would have been my move. Anything else?
Russ to the Giants, and then it was like Mariota. He stayed in Washington. Brissett went to Arizona. Wilson, Flacco, Mac Jones, Dobbs.
Man, you just read a very uninspiring loss.
All of those guys, by the way, making more than Mason Rudolph is. Those names I just listed.
Money
off.
Mace.
Give me that list again.
Mariota, Brissett, Zach Wilson, Flacco, Mac Jones, Josh Dobbs, and Jameis.
It would not have worked here, but from that list, the one that intrigues me the most is Zach Wilson. Just because there's obvious physical talents there. And I just wonder, he's going to be in Miami now. I would be very intrigued if, like, the Tua annual injury happens and he goes in there and he's now got Waddle and Hill to throw the ball to, what that looks
and
like.
He's got McDaniel drawing it up.
Yep. He's a few years more mature.
Well, that's a subtle implication that, like, Wilson, who we know has one thing, a howitzer of an arm, would do better there, and that maybe Tua's arm limitations hold that offense.
That would be super interesting to me. I mean, he came here and won that game against the Steelers. I thought played pretty well.
I still think you've got to be able to...
Caught a touchdown pass,
too. I still
think
you have to be able to process at a pretty high level in that offense.
Yeah, I've got
two is good
reservations
at it,
about that with him.
I have extreme
Big
reservations
time.
About his processing.